Welcome to IT Rant number 9.
Gafo levanta na malute ne, gafo le dingo mame gemba. Gafo le finelu sa jola sira, gafo le. Ni muso dobe.
October 2006. It's currently 8:45 p.m. in South Wales. Winter is drawing in. The central heating's clicked in, and it's getting colder out there. The leaves are beginning to turn that lovely golden yellow, and red, and all the other colours. In this IT rant, I just want to say, I guess, I think my creative side has got itchy feet. I've spent the first couple of weeks of term biding my time trying to introduce filmmaking to teachers. I actually showed two members of staff the other day how easy using Audacity was to create a podcast type thing, or to at least create just a story. Don't know if it worked. They certainly seem to enjoy it. We'll have to see if anything comes of that. But say, as for myself, I've started to get this creative urge again. I've already got a group of kids who are doing Making the News, which is a UK-based site run by OU and the East of England Business Network. Though it is available to international schools as well, I would certainly try and push anybody that's listening in various parts of the world to see if their kids could be involved. All you have to do is go to making the news, search it out on the internet. If you Google search making the news, you'll certainly find, I think it's the Clio, which is Cumberland Learning, I believe, or Cumbria Learning, that comes up as a top search item. And if you follow the link there and go to the login to Jeff Housen that runs it, I'm sure he'll get you involved fairly quickly. He's very good. He sent us a PowerPoint presentation for the kids or anybody wanting to post on to making the news, and it was personalised with the school's name and school's page straight away. So it was really, really good. Very good resource, and something that if you can get a group of journalistically inclined pupils, and this is not only in primary or elementary age but also high school comprehensive age as well, they can be involved in writing articles, sending in sound, video. It's got quite a bandwidth and will certainly take a lot of this stuff and is hosting 21 items of ours, I think, so far under the Kevin Forrest banner. But I say that's ongoing, that's something that I've already started. I've toyed with the idea of starting a year four group, those 8 to 9 year olds, on podcasting. They were my group of year three pupils last year, and I think they'd get into the hang of it fairly quickly, producing a pod radio program, a bit like the first two they actually produced. So I'm planning to get a group together to do that fairly shortly. The other thing I'm certain to be involved with, and I've been hankering after doing it again for a while, is to start an after-school film club where we'll produce, hopefully not all animations, hopefully some film based on poems or writing they've been doing in classes. So it's a creative bit extending work they've been doing in their own classrooms. And I'm, well, my fingers tingle, because I think it's about time I got it going, because if I don't now within the next week or so, I think I'll start to drift off into other things. So I think I need to focus it and get a group together for after school work, probably a group about half a dozen to 10 to start working. We plan on using digital blue camera, which is a brilliant little thing, even though the quality of the video it produces is pretty poor, but there's a huge amount of software that comes with it. I think I've spoken about it before, but certainly a worthwhile item. We have two of those within my department and three in the school as a whole. The other thing I want to start using is a JVC DV camcorder that we've got. At the moment I'm a bit limited because it doesn't seem to like linking to the PCs and the laptops, but the good news that I found out the other day, I believe, though I haven't still had a confirmation letter, I put in a request to our equivalent of a PTA, it's our friends of the school, for about £750 to buy an Apple iMac which would have GarageBand and iMovie on it, to start using iMovie as a video creator. All I'm waiting for at the moment is confirmation so I can see where the cheapest and best place I can buy one of these to get it started. So that's something I certainly plan on starting within the next week or so. Anyway, that's enough of me rambling on. Let's go to another piece of music.
In a way that no one can ever do. Something in the way I feel when I see her standing there makes me feel more real than the rain.
Η κάμαρα μου πουντζεμιά, είμαι πουντζεμιά. Η κάμαρα μου πουντζεμιά, η τρίτια μας όκα.
Standing on the corner,
you forever.
I've had a great amount of contact at the moment with Judy O'Connell in Australia. I linked to her podcast on Podomatic recently. Can't remember how I found the link. It was through somebody else. It may have been Terry Friedman, possibly. But I found the link and was listening to the podcast she did, which was all about podcasting for pupils and with a PowerPoint presentation that she did at the same time as part of a presentation. And I passed that on to Papa Joe, also in Australia. And he seems to have linked up with Judy and also started to look into podcasting himself on Podomatic. So I'm quite pleased with that little bit of business. It seems to work quite nicely, not only encouraging people to spread ideas, but also look into the technology itself. I know that Papa Joe was also linked to Mr. Barrett, T. Barrett, who's an assistant head teacher in the north of England, who's doing a lot of work on Google Earth and using geocaching or geotagging for Google Earth images, and using Google Earth also to do maths topics where they look at 3D shape, 2D shape, perimeter, using real life images. Some really interesting stuff going on. A worthwhile site checking out. I'll try and make sure his link is again on the main podcast notes. So that was an interesting conversation going on between us. I hope that out there people are still or have got information about the K-12 online that's coming up at the end of October. There's certainly a lot of buzz going on the podcast and on the blogs about that. I must admit, it was Papa Joe I met up with on the comments page for K-12 online, where I'd left a comment and looked at his comment and then linked back to his site and looked at the Google stuff that he'd been doing. But K-12 online sounds like it's going to be pretty exciting with these keynote lectures, and by the sound of it, the possibility in one of the weeks or both of the weeks it's running, that towards the end of the week there'll be some sort of Skype cast so people can actually talk to the keynote speakers. I know that looking at Dave Warlick's blog at 2 cents worth, that he's already recorded his keynote. It sounds very interesting. Can't wait to hear that one. And there's certainly a pretty reasonable group of people lined up to do this. So there's hope for that'll really flourish. I would like some information. If anybody's heard anything about the Pod conference in the UK in November. I think it's November the 18th. It's a weekend at Smithfield. It looks, from what I've seen, it's very general, as podcasting as radio stations for adults, not necessarily too much to do with education. But if anybody else has got any news out there, I'd certainly like to hear about it and whether it's a worthwhile thing to be involved in. It's a bit expensive. It's £41 for the day, even though I think that includes lunch and being looked after and other bits and pieces. But if anybody's got any information, please get in contact with me either at the Podomatic site or through my blog, which is http://drag-goch. That's DRAIG-GOCH. And it's a Blogspot blog, that one. Okay, we'll have another piece of music. That's me finished for this one. lots of things still to do. A few bits and pieces got through on in the podcast. A few people mentioned and things that are developing. I'll keep you in contact to know what's happening with our creative stuff that I hope to start working on in school. We'll see how we go and when we get a podcast number 10. Amazing, got up to the 10th podcast. I have deleted some of the earlier ones from the Podomatic site. That wasn't just through vanity thinking, oh dear, those were the early ones where I was just starting, but also to make up some more room, because I think I was up to about 115 megabytes of the 500 meg limit, and I thought we'd do some housekeeping and get rid of some of the early ones. Just a note, if you do get a chance to listen to Geek Ed, the Geek Ed or Geeked podcast, do give those guys a listen. They are absolutely hilarious and still going. I don't know how they get the energy, where they get the energy from. Be nice, I don't know. I'm planning to see if I can do a one or two person podcast rather than just me rambling on in my dull British accent, but we'll see how it goes. I wish I could borrow one of those nice Texas twangs. I had a link through Belinda Superman, who's another podcaster from El Paso, and her accent is absolutely cracking. I wish I could develop one of those, but it would be a bit fake and put on. Anyway, enough of me rambling on. We'll have a piece of music just before we finish. So at what is now 9:15, so 30 minutes of the podcast, that's not bad going. Produce a podcast that's 22 minutes or so long. I'll sign off and see you at podcast 10.
You're bloody mental. There's nothing accidental about the words that move me. Oh, I can push down the stairs. Well, there's a hole in my head and it looks like you. There's a hole in my head and it looks like you. There's a hole in my head and it looks like you. There's a hole in my hair and it looks like you. There's a lot of that, there's a lot of that, there's a lot of that around now. There's a lot of that, there's a lot of that, there's a lot of that around now. You're evil, you're an evil Knievel. I'd rather have a skin crawl than spend time with you. There's a hole in my head and it looks like you. There's a hole in my head and it looks like you. There's a hole in my head and it looks like you. There's a hole in my head and it looks like you. There's a lot of that, there's a lot of that, there's a lot of that around now. There's a lot of that, there's a lot of that, there's a lot of that. There's a hole in my head and it looks like you. There's a hole in my head and it looks like you. There's a hole in my head and it looks like you. There's a lot of that, there's a lot of that, there's a lot of that around now. There's a lot of that, there's a lot of that, there's a lot of that around now. There's a lot of that, there's a lot of that, there's a lot of that around now.
This podcast is produced in Wales, lovely boy. Nos vai dda, good night. And here's a message from our sponsor.